Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Zion, your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you, hallelujah, the old ship of Zion, and also ministering unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I just want to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, 48 hours, 24 hours, 12 hours ago, 8 hours ago, 30 minutes ago, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone, hallelujah, in your hour of bereavement. That you have, hallelujah, warriors, prayer warriors, that are praying for you and with you during your hour of great loss. So I want you to be encouraged, hallelujah. I want you to know that God loves you and God cares about you, hallelujah. And God has not forsaken you, neither has he turned his back on you. But God, hallelujah, cares all about you and I. And I tell you, God cares so much about us that he went all the way to Calvary Mountain. And God presented unto you and I his only. He didn't have but one son. He didn't have two sons or three sons. He didn't have two or three daughters. But he had only one son. And God sent his only begotten son. Hallelujah, to die and pay the penalty upon that old rugged cross. Hallelujah, for your sins and my sins. And I tell you, I don't know nothing else to do but to give him praise. Hallelujah, for we know that Jesus is worthy of our praise on this evening. You know, you might not have everything that you desire, but you can give God praise anyhow, hallelujah. Can let the enemy know, in spite of, you're going to praise God in the midst, hallelujah, of your circumstances. We know that God is good, and all the time God is good, and he loves us, and he continues to show his love daily in our lives. Hallelujah. We know that God is a God that he don't change. We might change, but we know that we change. We change our hairdo. We change our hairstyle, our hair color. Hallelujah. But we know that God, he don't never change. He stays the same. Hallelujah. And we know that he is faithful and he is a just God. He don't take sides, but God is for right. He is for righteousness. He is for truth. And we just want to thank him on this evening. And hallelujah, bless those that had the opportunity to go out to your various church services and mass services that you attended, hallelujah, on last evening. And I know that God met you there. And so we just thank those of you that continually to tune in and make the old ship of Zion a part of your listening program. I have the chat room available for your seating and listening pleasure. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you, as I always for our state. I just thank God for you, because without you, there wouldn't be any need for Overseer Ward to be here. But because God have you, and you love God, you love everything about God, you love the righteousness of God, you love the word of God being implemented in the fullness thereof. And God, hallelujah, love us when we just, you know, continue to share and implement his word to one another. God says that we are helpers one unto another. No one lives to him or herself, and no one dies to him or herself. Because when this life is over, the dead, I've never seen the dead dress him or herself, then put him or herself in the coffin, and then lower him or herself down off in the grave. But we know that we have to have a system in that area. But we know that God, like I said, loves us, and God is with us, and God continually to bless us in our lives as we continue on in his will. Hallelujah. And I am scheduled to be with you only an hour on tonight. And I just want to be before you long, but I just want to share a rhema word, if I may. And so before we go to any further ado, I want to take you on into our opening prayer. And we always come across these airways acknowledging our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the one that made all of this possible, because without God, we can do nothing. But we know with God, we can do everything. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for his grace and his mercy and his sovereignty, hallelujah, that has brought me and you and us thus far. Hallelujah. So I want you to just bow your heads with me as we go down and reference our Lord and our Savior at this time. I want to present him to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Father God, we come with the sovereignty of your love, unmeasured God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us, God, to unite, God. Hallelujah, to unite once again, God, around this spectrum. For we know, Heavenly Father, that this earthly planet, God, that we're treading on is not our eternal home. But we know, God, that you have lying in waiting. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have lying in waiting a home that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect, and you are the creator. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue on in your will and in your way, moving upward and onward, God, and mounting up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, on this morning, hallelujah, to allow me and to anoint these lips of clay, to enable me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, they may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the temple, cathedral of God to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I know that, I don't know what's going on with the time, but look like the time is just rapidly going. I mean, so I'm going to just bump this up a little bit more, because I don't even have enough time to present unto you a word from the Lord, then bring you hymns of praise. So I have moved up the time slot just a bit. But anyway, I'm just wanting you to come on in the chat room, bring your beautiful selves on into the chat room and make yourself comfortable. Bring all your digital devices, bring your laptop, bring your tablet, bring your smartphone, your iPhone, and bring your beverages, may it be OJ, may it be latte, or whatever you have at your disposal, just bring those aboard. Because we are in need of them. We're living in a high-tech world, and so these, I call them our toys, because we seem to be lost without them. But at any rate, you just bring them aboard, and we will move on in to our program. So now we're going to go on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on this morning, entitled, What's in Your Mouth? We're talking about a jar for praise. I want to say that one more time. What's in your mouth? And we're going to go and read from our first key scripture, and it reads like this. They said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. That scripture reading is coming out of all. Psalms 126 and 2. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture. And it reads like this. Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, it's coming out of Matthew 6 and 19 through 20. Hallelujah. So we're talking about what's in your mouth. We're talking about giving God thanks. We're talking about gratitude to God. We're talking about thanksgiving. We're talking about praise. We should be praising God every single day, that we're able to open our eyes, breathe out the breath of life, be joyful that God has tapped you on your shoulder and said, rise, my son, rise, my daughter, and be about your Father's business. You know, God get a joy out of our praise. And God tell us to praise him on the tambourine, praise him on the loud sounding cymbal. God wants us to praise him within song and in dance. So, you know, we don't have an excuse not to praise God, because God has been good. And like I said, if God doesn't do one single iota thing, God has done enough. Saints of God, God has been good to us. One of the richest nations on the planet. And yet God owe us nothing, but yet he give us everything. So in everything we should rejoice in our triumphs. And in our sadness, I know that it don't feel good to say praise God in the midst of my tsunami storm, in the midst of my miscarriage, in the midst of my divorce decree, in the midst of my adoption that didn't go through, in the midst of the house that I chosen was not approved. My credit score did not make the grade. Praise in the midst of this doctor report that I've gotten a disease that are terminal. How can you tell me to praise God in the midst of what I'm going through? Well, let's see what our peers are saying out there in the airways. Let's see what they're saying. They're saying that the communication experts tell us that the average person speaks enough to fill 20 single space type written pages every day. You might say, what do you mean, Overseer Warren? I mean that our mouths crank out enough words to fill two books equal to 300 pages each month. Proceed 24 books each year and 1,200 books in 50 years of yours and mine's and our speaking. Thanks to the phones and the voicemail, face-to-face conversations, we find out that our words comprise a large part of yours and mine's and our lives. So the kind of words that you and I and us use daily are important. The psalmist's mouth was filled with praise when he wrote Psalms 126. He said that the Lord has done great things for him and his people. Even the nations around them noticed that remembering God's blessings, he said, our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Verse 2. Now, I want to ask you this question. What words would you have used in verse 3 had you been writing this song? We find out so often our attitude may seem to be, the Lord has done great things for me, you and I. And I know that I can recall many of them right now. And I'm wondering what he'll do next for me. That need to be your prayer. That need to be your song. It's a song of praise. Or I could even finish by saying, and I am praising and thanking him for his goodness. And as you and I and us recalls God blessing each day and today and tomorrow of God said the same, we can express our words of praise to him. When our thoughts and the words are in one accord, then the words of my mouth are the Christ, my Lord. So you and I and us, let no thought linger in your mind that you would be ashamed to let out of your mouth a joyful praise. So our sermon on this morning entitled, What's in Your Mouth? You should be thanking God for another day that was not owed to you and I and us. It was not promised to you and I and us. But it was of God, great love, grace, and sovereignty for mankind that we can stand here today and sit here today. And if you're lying, if you're squatting, or if you're kneeling, wherever you are on planet Earth, but you're breathing God's breath in their mortal body, then you have a mouth to praise him. In the midst of what I'm going through, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to lift my hands toward heaven and say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for my life, for my health and my strength. And even if you don't have a whole lot of strength, thank God for that little bit of strength that you have. Thank God for the beat of your heart, because when the heart quit, everything else shut down. So thank God for that heart rate that are beating each rhythm, hallelujah, of breath of life that God has graciously supplied you and I and us with. You have a right to praise him. Hallelujah. There one songwriter says, I have a right to praise him. You have a right. We have a right to praise God for all of his blessings, everything that he has done for you and I and us. Said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. We know that that would only be just a mere drop in the bucket, because we can never give God the full shell of praises, because it would take eternity to give God all the praise that are due unto thee. And the Bible tells you and I and us, do not lay up for yourselves and myself and ourselves treasure on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 6 and 19 through 20. And that was an old man who was crossing a desert on horseback one night. As they approached a dry creek bed, they heard a voice commanding them to dismount and pick up some pebbles and put them in their pocket and to not look back at them till the next morning. The men were promised that if they obeyed, they would both be glad and sad. After they did as they were told, the three mounted their horses and went on their way. As the first streak of dawn began to spread across the sky, the men reached into their pockets to pull out the pebbles. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And to their great surprise, they had been transformed into diamonds, rubies, and other precious gems. And it was then that they realized the significance of the promise that they would be both glad and sad. They were happy that they had picked up as many pebbles as they did, but yet so sorry that they had not collected more. And I wonder if you and I and us, if we would have had a similar feeling when we get into heaven. We will be happy for the treasure we laid up in heaven while on earth, and joyful for the reward that Christ will give you and I and us. Hallelujah. But we will also experience regret for not having done more to serve God. So we can say, let's make the most of our opportunity so that we'll be more glad than sad. We know that the day will come when we will stand before our judge, God's Son. Have we so lived that we will say, that he will say, I'm sorry, well done, my child. Well done. And we know that the crowns that we wear in heaven must be worn on earth. God loves us. God cares all about us. And God does not turn a deaf ear to not one human being. God loves all 100 of his sheep. Yet, if one out of that 100, and it's minus a 99, God will go after that one, because God do not want any of us lost, but for all to come to repent us. We know that God loves us. God wants us to prosper and be in health, he said, even as our souls prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God wants us to have everything that we can have in this life doesn't mean that we might get everything, but it's God's good pleasure to bless us. God has his own way of blessing us. God give us some of our desires, our heart desires, and then God blesses us in his own way. Hallelujah. But God loves us, and he wants us to prosper. Yet God do not want us to just forget all about him in our prosperity. But God wants us to praise him and honor him, and don't let your riches cloud your mind and forget all about him. We know that music is one of those good things in life we take for granted. But yet, it is so often the case, we know that sinful men has taken this good gift from God and used it to serve evil purpose. And in our day, we're especially aware of its misuse and of the shameful lyrics that so often are a part of it. We know that good music, however, is a blessing from the Lord. It is a soothing tonic for troubled hearts. It can motivate us to live for Christ, and through it, we can lift our hearts and praise to the Lord. Without music, we would be greatly deprived. An old Jewish legend say that after God has created the world, he called the angels to himself and asked them what they thought of it. One of them said, the only thing lacking is the sound of praise to the Creator. So God created music, and it was heard in the whisper of the wind and in the songs of the birds. He also gave men the gift of song. Throughout all the ages, music has blessed multitude of people. We find out that singing to God praise and honor the Lord. It edifies our brothers and our sisters in Christ and brings us joy. And as we join with other Christians in singing, what's in your mouth? A joyful praise. It should be a renewed appreciation of music. So let's, you and I and us, join voices. Hallelujah, with fellow believers, and lift the heart in hymns of praise whenever we have the privilege. Our sermon on tonight is What's in Your Mouth? We're talking about a joyful praise. Bless the Lord and sing his praises. Bless the Lord now, O my soul. Join the song all heavens raises. Let the anthem loudly roll. We know that hearts in tune with God will sing his praise. And as I first stated, God, it gives him great joy for his children to sing praises unto God. When you're in your car and you're moving down about on the highway and the byway in your commute, turn your radio on and you turn the volume up, you begin to bobble your head, you begin to, you know, just tap your finger on the steering wheel, and you began to praise God with your lips. If you're in your home, you began to put on some music and dance before the Lord. We can dance like David danced. It's all what's in our mouth, children of God and people of God and pilgrims and sojourners and journeyers of Christ. So I want to ask you, what's in your mouth on today? Do you have a praise for God? Do you have a hymn that you want to present unto God? Hallelujah. We can give God the glory and honor that is due unto him. When God pays your bill, that your utility is not shut off. God pays your mortgage and your rent, that you don't have eviction notice, that you don't have a foreclosure notice in your door. God pays your car note so you don't have a repossession. God put money in your bank so you would have spending change. You would have grocery money. You could go to the grocery store and shop and buy what you desire. You can go to the furniture store and buy you that brand new couch, that desk, that chair, that mirror, that ottoman that you was looking at through the window of the store. You can praise God for uniting you with an old friend. Praise God for putting you with a man that now you're in an engagement relationship, soon to be married to the man of your life, man of your dreams, man to live the remainder of your life with, that loves the Lord, love his family, love his mother, love his siblings, love the people of God, love to praise God, love to give God honor. You and I have a right to praise him on this morning. I'm talking about what's in your mouth. We're talking about a joyful praise. Hallelujah. So don't be shy. Don't be shy about giving God his just due, and that is praising God. You might say, well, I don't have anything to praise God for because I lost everything in the flood. I lost everything in the fire. I lost everything in the earthquake. I lost everything in the tsunami. I lost everything in the Hurricane Matthew. But if you are yet breathing, my sister and my brother, you have so much to be thankful for. Because possessions are things that can be replaced. They are replaceable commodities that can be replaced. But when this life is over, that is the end of yours and mine and our lifespan until the day of rapture, the day of judgment, that we will stand before the judgment seat of God. And God tell you and I and us, he said that we will be judged for the deeds that has been done in this mortal body. May it be good, or may it be not so good. But you and I will be judged for the deeds that have been done in this old body. And you know, rather than being only spectators, we may actively participate in this glorious worship. First, the worship leader reminds you and I and us of the vastness of our Creator. When we behold His greatness, we become vessels for the praise of God. The human heart stands in awe before the wonderful witness of creation. And our soul sings, "How great thou art." Second, the psalmist instructs you and I and us about the intimacy of God, because he is personal and loving. We may call him our Lord, our God, our Savior. We know that God has extended himself toward you and I and us in such a way that we can celebrate a shared identity. We are God's people, and God is our God. In such a climate, the chilly fears of isolation and alienation dissipate in the warm breeze of the Spirit of God. In all of the creations, and to this great God I belong. We limit our ability to worship God. However, when we develop calloused hearts and resist recognizing his splendor and majesty, we grieve the tenderness of God when we disregard his mighty acts and fail to respond to his love. When this occurs, our relationship with God changes dramatically, for we risk his anger and the removal of his blessings. Therefore, because our creating and loving God deserves all of our worship and praise, let you and I and us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. We're talking about what's in your mouth. We're talking about a joyful praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, bless your holy name. We should praise God for his goodness, for his mercy, for a new day, a new dawning. Because like I said, it wasn't nothing that we earned. We didn't earn it. It wasn't guaranteed. Hallelujah. But we know that God extended his love and his kindness to you and I and us. He didn't have to, but he did. Because God tell us, he said that I'm God, and I do as I please. No one tell God what to do. God do as he pleases. So you might want to know, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You find out that Psalms 137 and 4, this was a tearful but honest question from a psalmist, who was undoubtedly experiencing the pain and despair of captivity in Babylon after Jerusalem fall. How could the captive praise God while their captors mockingly asked to be entertained? We know that no one will argue that it is relatively easy to praise God during times of success and prosperity. But when adversity and suffering and persecution arrived, we struggle to remember the God we praise during the good times. Sometimes the severity of our circumstances completely choke out our praise. Even in these times, shouts of pain can be transformed into shouts of praise. But how, you might ask, Overseer Ward, how can I praise God in the midst of my storm? How can I praise God in the midst of my great loss? How can I praise God? We know that our forefathers, having been snatched from their homeland, held captive in the foreign land of America, they could identify with the psalmist's experience, and yet they understood that something about praising God in the midst of their struggle. Consider the words of the hymn, Hallelujah, by one songwriter, says that, up to the Lord who reigns on high and views the nation from afar. Let everlasting praise fly and tell how large his bounties are. Our sorrows and our tears we pour into the bosom of our God. He hears us in the mournful hour and helps to bear the heavy load. Oh, could our thankful hearts devise a tribute equal to thy grace. To the third heavens our song should rise and teach the golden harp they praise. We know that we must remember that our God is sovereign. Ultimately, he is in control, accomplishing his will and causing all things to work together for yours and mine and our good. Our God is all power. There is nothing that he cannot do. So I'm encouraging you all today, in spite of your circumstances, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of the pain that is illuminating through your heart, you have a mouth. So what's in your mouth? Do you have a jar for praise on this morning? I'm encouraging you to give God praise in everything. Through the good, through the bad, and through the indifference. We may not understand it right now, but we'll understand it by and by. And ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want the old trip of Zion, go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old trip of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. And you can also log on to our web address at www.janiceWardMinistries.org. Hallelujah. So now we're going to bring in the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. The lines of prayer are now open. You are welcome to call in to the studio and speak live with the moderator. The number to call in is 646-230-74. Those numbers again are 646-230-74. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and to infuse your heart. Bye for now.
Clean spirit, child, from the inside. Make it through them doors. There will be no more tears and no more pain. You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Curry, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find myself.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay.
Heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that
problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there that really doubt him. You gotta believe me, I know too much about him. And we ain't got nothing to lose, so just try it.
gonna be a good one. Come on. It's a new generation of the gospel nation. So Craig, Kiki, and you know him.
If I had to say it, I wouldn't believe it. I'm bugging out. You changed my whole world. You did it right in front of my eyes. Got me in the days and nights.
Don't mind.
Don't understand your ways at times.
But it's alright.
For what you've done, I owe you my life.
Thought I was the one I was before. You didn't know that I would need you more.
And checked his arrival, yes, and it's all in vain. He's only welcome in the church house, hey, but not invited into your house, yes. Such a contradiction from the things that you do and what you say out of your mouth. Just like the master, he never goes too far, yeah. And before you know it, he's knocking at your heart. Jesus is knocking. Praying out to the Lord for mercy, hoping that he will be there. Father, Father, he said, Eli, Eli, we say, hear us, oh God. I say, draw nigh, draw nigh. But he's only welcome in emergencies, and when you really need him on your knees. But he wants to love you at all times.
He wants to know you personally.
Sunday, He wants your time, your life, your all. But don't wait till your back's on the wall. So today, just realize it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. I want to move the heart of God. Nothing else matters, it's my job. Hands lifted up, eyes to the sky. Words from my mouth echo my mind.
Every day, 'cause I know you.
You might have been, money, even been great, but I
have a shit never.
been going through way too long. I can't believe I'm still holding on. Been trying hard to increase my faith, but it feels like it's way too late. The preacher said it's already done. If I believe in Jesus the Son, I got a feeling that it might be right. I'm in the tunnel, but I see the light. I can't repeat this cycle again.
Right now.